GOP Representative Ogles blasts anti-ICE libtards, this is an 80-20 issue. By Jeff Poore on January 19, 2026. Monday on Fox Business Network's Mornings with Maria, Representative Andy Ogles, RTN, argued in favor of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agents who he said were doing the people's work. Ogles rejected those protesting, calling them libtards on the side of lawlessness. Congressman, you say we cannot let these rioters inspire other insurrections across the country, FBN's Cheryl Cossone said. But it seems that this might be the path ahead, and there are concerns that other blue cities, sanctuary cities, are going to erupt into the type of violence that we've been seeing happening in Minneapolis. Is there a way to de-escalate this? Ogles replied, well, you know, at the end of the day, it matters who leads and what you said, you hit the nail on the head. This is taking place in blue cities. So if you look at Minnesota, you've got an incompetent governor, and you have an even worse mayor, and this city is erupted into violence because the Democrats lit the proverbial match and said, go get them. And so look, you know, when you look at the footage of those folks that stormed that church, if that was a bunch of conservatives, a bunch of MAGA folks, they would all have been arrested, right? But because they're libtards in a blue city, they get a pass. Enough is enough. You have, you know, when you look at ICE, when you look at the difficult job they're doing. More importantly, you look at the individuals they're detaining, he continued. So when you look at the criminal records of those that they're detaining, both from their home country and here, roughly 70% have some sort of criminal record. This is who's being deported: murderers, rapists, drug traffickers, child traffickers. We need to get rid of those folks. Get them out of our society. And if the libtards are going to side with lawlessness, that's on them, not on the rest of us, because you know what? This is an 80-20 issue. America wants a better economy, safe streets, and part of that is President Trump's deportation orders. Follow Jeff Poore on X at Jeff_Poore.